The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed in the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Vibrational medicine, along with alternative therapies, can mean total body wellness for you. This is Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health with Lynn Waldrop. Vibrational medicine encompasses many modalities: sound, color, light, magnets, and more. You'll learn how to use these proven concepts to stimulate muscles, organs, and bones to their natural state of resonance. Now, here's your host, Lynn Waldrop.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Good Vibrations. This is Lynn Waldrop, and we're starting a series for the next 2 months that's all about access consciousness. We're going to talk today to Danielle Carter, who is the Worldwide Body Class Coordinator and a Right Body for You facilitator. So she'll be kicking this off. So we'll talk a little bit about the clearing statements and some things that we'll be using then for the next 2 months. But access consciousness is a great set of tools to help you do anything you want to change your life. I know personally for me, it has just totally been a 360 with my life and especially with my body. So I'm very excited to have Danielle on today so that she can help you understand that it's very easy to change your body too. So everybody, welcome Danielle.
Thank you. I'm so thrilled to be here and talk about bodies. One of my favorite things.
I know. So much fun. So give them a little bit of background. Your story's interesting, how you really got into this and what Access has been able to do for you and your body. So give them a little bit of background.
Okay. It's a very long story, but the real short version is I was a promotion manager for a TV station, and I was completely ignoring my body. And when I say completely ignoring, I mean, like, I just wore loose clothing and wore my hair in a ponytail, very little makeup, just, you know, took little of any care of my body. And it was really interesting because when I was a kid, I was really girly. I loved wearing dresses, even in the mud or snow. I was in a dress by choice. And then when I got into TV, they started describing me as a tomboy. I'm like, wait a minute, when did that happen? And I also gained a significant amount of weight. At the heyday, I like to say, of my weight in TV career, I was a size 18 with a loose pants, a size 20. And I should mention, I'm 5'2 on a good day or in the morning. And so when you're a size 18 or 20, I was fairly obese. I really was. And I knew, but I didn't pay attention to it. I ignored it, you know? And I left TV to help take care of my grandparents during the last few years of their life because I just wasn't happy. You know, I was excelling, and TV just, I used to describe it as sucking the soul out of my body. And how little did I know I was right. But so... I know. My mom has had health talk radio shows for over 25 years. And so one Saturday, this strange man named Dr. Dane here of Access Consciousness was on our radio show one Saturday. And he started talking, who is the co-creator of Access and a dear friend of both of ours. And he started talking about Access and these tools and everything. And I'm like, what? And for the first time in my life, and when I say first time in my life, I mean, with my mom's radio show, I had seen every modality come through, you know, and everybody's like, oh, I can fix you. And then you can be, you know, my poster child, or I can fix you. I can fix you. I heard that so many times from the modalities, from our experts. I can fix you. I can fix you. And so when Access came through, for the first time ever, I went, I don't know what this is, but I really want to learn it. Something about it really speaks to me. And I look back and I think my body actually, like, you know, was the one that went, hey, hello, pay attention to this. And, you know, like, took over and said, I want to learn this, because I actually vocalized it, which shocked the heavens out of my mother. And because I had always been that stubborn little ornery person in the corner going, nope, not doing that. I don't know. We're really cute. And so the abbreviation story is Miracle of All Miracles. Dr. Dane, who is the co-creator of Access, was in the small town I lived in then, St. George, Utah, 2 weeks later teaching the basic courses of Access that he doesn't facilitate anymore. And, you know, which has always been such a gift to me. And so when I was in that first class called Foundation in Level 1, I was a tight 16, so I probably should have been wearing size 18 pants. But you know how, you know, we like to be stubborn and go, no, I'm going to fit into the 16 jeans, and that's going to mean I'm a 16, not an 18 today. And so he started talking about simple things like asking your body for things that pertain to it, or acknowledging the consciousness of your body and all this kind of stuff. And I started paying attention and started asking questions, you know, which is one of the big things about Access, is just asking questions. And then from that, just doing those classes and using the tools, I went from that size 16, 18 to a size 6 in 4 months. Just asking questions, letting go of points of view, changing the energy around things, including the whole, I can fix you, and so I'm stubborn and go, there's nothing wrong with me, I'm not going to change, you know.
How many times do people basically say, you can do that, but I can't?
Every time. Every time I facilitate a class. Every time I do a telecall, and it's like, yeah, you can do that, but I can't. And I'm like, oh, really? You want to process that? Because it's so easy. And you know what's interesting is I always had, I like to say with, you know, I spent my life with my mom learning about health, what the body, how it should change, couldn't change, what it takes to change. And so I always had all of the answers to change your body, but I never had the questions to change your body until Access Consciousness.
And that's pretty much what's already out there for everybody is, here's the Atkins diet, here's your answer. Yeah. Here's the Scarsdale diet, here's your answer. And how many people have tried every last one of them, and it's done nothing?
Yeah, nothing, or made you worse, or, yeah. You know, and there's a lot of good things out there, but you got to do it with your body.
Well, one of my favorite stories about all these diets, which, by the way, for all of you folks out there who didn't realize the word die is in diet, but my favorite statistic that they've come out with recently is generally when you go on these diets, most people, and I forget it, somewhere on 80 or 90% gain back not only the weight they had, but even more weight than they had to begin with. And how many people are just on that cycle?
Yep. Most people are, including myself. I was doing it too. You know, I did a lot of the different diets, and I did some ones that a lot of people probably haven't heard about because my mother's experts made them up. It's like, oh, well, take this herb, do this, and stand on your head and sit underneath this crystal and this pyramid, and it'll all work fine. And I never changed. I never allowed to change because, first of all, I was refusing it. And second of all, I never asked my body. And so but the times I did lose weight, I gained back until I got bigger and bigger and bigger.
And so let's talk about some of these tools. When you keep saying talk to your body, because I hear this all the time too, you say talk to your body. What does that mean?
For me, the first step in talking to, okay, so what I like to say is like, okay, so, you know, does the earth and do animals have a consciousness of their own? You know, we've acknowledged that. People acknowledge that over the place, that animals have a consciousness, the earth has a consciousness. And so I look at our bodies and I go, well, you know, our bodies are made out of really the same elements of Earth. Yeah, you know, the infinite being that we are animates it and, you know, puts life into it, but it's made out of the same elements. So it's like, if the Earth has a consciousness of its own, why wouldn't our body have a consciousness of its own? And so when I first started looking at that, going, oh, wow, what if this isn't a piece of meat that I'm stuck with, or, you know, or I was raised very religious, or that I have to get beyond to, you know, find glory, or, you know, whatever it is. I'm like, well, wait a minute, what if it could be a contribution to my life? And really, that was the first moment I ever looked at, went, wait a minute, body be a contribution to my life? What? And so for me, the first thing I had to do was acknowledge, first of all, I had a body. It's in my classes, it's really interesting to see how many people don't even acknowledge they have a body. It's really an interesting position to be from. And then I literally stopped one day, took a moment, and just said hi to my body. Literally just sat there quietly and went, hi. I even talked out loud because I like to do that. I like to make people think I'm crazy. And I'm like, hi, thank you for, you know, not giving up on me, for sticking with me, and, you know, not kicking me out. Because really, how could we exist in this reality without our bodies? We really can't. And we'd miss so much of it if we didn't have a body. There's so much of this reality we'd miss without a body. And so once I started that communication up again, things really began to change, because I also became aware that our bodies are always talking to us anyways, but the only way we'll allow communication is through pain. Even hunger is pain, and that's the only communication. Like, once our body starts hurting, we'll ask a question like, well, first we'll go, oh, crap, my body hurts, and then what's wrong with it, which is not a really good question, and then we go see a doctor, get a diagnosis, get a pill. And so one of my targets with the Right Body for You classes that I do is to get us to listen to our body from that mere whisper, that point where, you know, something changes not only with our own bodies, but with other people, the world around us, and we can hear it and acknowledge it.
And how many people that feel that pain and feel all that other intensity in their body, and it's not even theirs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, because in Access, we talk a lot about 98% of our thoughts, feelings, and emotions, or 99% of our thoughts, feelings, and emotions are not ours. And we pick up thoughts, feelings, and emotions and pain from other people, which is really fascinating. And for me, I receive so much of that awareness through my body. You know, it's like you know, you walk down a street and all of a sudden you feel nervous and you're like, oh my gosh, I have to get off the street. You know, you feel that through your body. You feel the tingle. You feel the hairs on the back of your neck. It's like whatever, however you perceive it in your body. And so your body is in tune with all this and is actually giving you these awarenesses all the time, but we tend to cut it out. And so that way we even feel and, perceive in our bodies other people's pain, suffering, and emotion. It's really been interesting to start asking questions about this and then exploring it, seeing what shows up.
So what are some of the tools that you use for everyone out there? So you start having some gratitude for your body. One of the things I do is I tell people to look in the mirror and stop judging it. And how about you just say, if you can't do any more than just say, you know what, body, I'm so grateful that I can still see, that I can still walk, that I have hands, that I can still grab onto things. You know, if you have to start with simple stuff, do it.
That's actually exactly the first tool I give people, is every time you step into judgment of your body, stop. And I even say judgment of yourself for anything you think you've done to your body. Because your body is not as hateful as we put onto it. People think, oh, my body must just hate me. It's like, well, what if that wasn't true? And so every time you step into judgment of you or your body, I do the same thing. It's like, okay, stop. And do the verbal processing, if you know it, pod, poc, everything that comes up, and then find something to be grateful for your body about. just the fact that you're still here, or you can feel the sun, or that you can feel laughter, or a hug is something, even that is something to be grateful for. I have a fun little PDF, 10 things to be grateful for having a body about. It's kind of fun.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, so that's one of the first tools I actually give people.
So now you mentioned the clearing statement, and since you're the kind of the first in the series here, people might not know what that is. We want to explain a little bit about it?
Yeah, with Access Consciousness, we have, you know, like you said at the beginning, a set of tools and techniques to help you change any area of your life that's not going, that's not as happy as you would like it. So any area of your life you want to change, these tools can apply. And, you know, today we're talking about using the tools through your body. And which is interesting because I, at the beginning, I said I took the basic classes, Bars Foundation Level 1, which are not body specific, but I was able to change my body using the tools. So the access tools are great because they fit any area of your life if you apply them. And so the basic tools are two, break up into two groups. One is verbal processing, and then two are the hands-on body processes, which we both know very well. You know, you're one of the three-day body class facilitators. And the verbal processing is really neat because it goes beyond the mental thinking. Because if we could have thought our way out of a lot of these problems, we would have a long time ago. You know, we always think we're thinkers and we just need to figure it out. Well, what if there were some energetic blocks around it? You know, some hidden points of view or something that's just not allowing us to change. So with the verbal processing, instead of going to the thinking part, it actually bypasses the logical thinking mind and goes to the energetic level. Because the first language is actually energy. And so what's really neat with this is the basic verbal processing consists of a question, which brings up the energy, and then we ask you, are you willing to destroy and uncreate that? And basically we're just asking you, are you willing to choose something different? Are you willing to let go of that judgment, that decision, that limitation, and choose something different? And so when you say yes, we go, okay, cool, or I say cool. And then we use the Access Consciousness clearing statement, which is a bunch of short speak for a lot of things. And do you want me to go ahead and say what the clearing statement is?
Sure. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to actually go through the clearing statement. We'll be back in a minute with Danielle.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or Twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
Want to get away to views that will take your breath away? Visit Paradise in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Come see what we're talking about at www.stcroixdreamvacation.com, where there's plenty of sun and fun, snorkeling, scuba diving, jet skis, golf, the most breathtaking sunsets, and the rich history of Christiansted. It's time to de-stress and feel the relaxation of island time. Visit stcroixdreamvacation.com. That's S-T-C-R-O-I-X dreamvacation.com. Kick back, relax, and feel the ah. Make your first stop, stcroixdreamvacation.com.
The tools of vibrational medicine are easy and effective. Go to www.tuningforkwarehouse.com and purchase all of your therapy equipment.
We have tuning forks, color therapy kits, Richway Biomat and alkaline water devices, Sima 750 sound therapy instruments, and more. We also offer classes in the use of many of the products, whether you are just beginning or are a seasoned professional. Check us out at www.tuningforkwarehouse.com. We're here to supply tools for your optimal health.
How would you like to live a phenomenal life? If you aren't currently living the life you desire, contact us for a phenomenal life session at www.myphenomenallife.net. Finances, relationships, sex, business, weight issues, and more. 1 hour can change your life. Call 678-745-VIBE. That's 678-745-8423. Or contact us on the web at www.myphenomenallife.net. Why not start living the life you've always dreamed of now? What's stopping you? Visit myphenomenallife.net or call us at 678-745-VIBE. Again, that's 678-745-8423.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back, everybody, to Good Vibrations. Today, we started our series on access consciousness tools. We'll be doing that for the next 2 months, all of May and all of June. And our first victim, our first guest.
Willing and glad to be.
Our first willing victim is Danielle Carter, and she's the Worldwide Body Class Coordinator and Right Body for You Facilitator. And she's an amazing, amazing lady, and she's got great tools for helping you to make sure that, gosh, how cool is it to actually be in a body, and how can you change it into what you desire rather than fixing it or leaving it and getting a different body? How about that? Welcome back, Danielle.
Thank you.
She can do miracles. She can show you miracles. So one of them is she's going to go over the access consciousness clearing statement, so you guys get an idea of what it means to actually change some of the energy. So go ahead and let them know, Danielle.
So the access clearance statement is actually, the words are right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond, which I know sounds like a lot of gibberish, which is actually part of it, because we want to bypass the logical thinking mind, and we want to get into the energetic limitations. Okay, because these energy, anytime we've made a decision or a judgment that, like, this is the way it has to be, you know, how I said earlier that I had all the answers about how to change my body, but none of the questions, those answers, using the clearing statement, is some of the things I was able to get rid of. Instead of going, well, the only way to change my body is to limit the calorie intake and increase my exercise by this, and it's only good to lose 2 pounds a week. That's the only healthy way. And then after that, you have to be really strict, really regimented, and da 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 da. It's like, wait a minute, you know? And so what I would do is an example of the clearing statement. So what I would do is say, like, okay, everywhere at any time I bought that 2 pounds a week is the only possible way to lose weight and the only healthy way to lose weight, am I willing to destroy and uncreate that? Yes. And then the clearance statement, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. And what that does is, whether I made that decision 5 days ago, 5 million years ago, it goes back and literally reverses that place where I made that decision and locked it into place. It's a total 180. It removes it out of my universe. And then so I show up now differently and able to see more as possible. You know, because I was actually talking with my sister about this today. It's like just seeing something you've seen every single day from a different point of view can change everything. And that's what the clear statement helps you do, is literally go, oh, wait a minute, there's another direction I could come from this, or, you know, what else is possible here? So it literally removes any limitations or judgments that you have in place about anything. You know, that was an example of the bodies, but about anything. And so, Access actually has a website. I think it's the accessclearingstatement.com, where it explains it all in detail. I didn't know if you want me to get into every little detail or if you...
Well, I want you to tell them how they can find you, because I know you have some Right Body for You classes. I know you just did one in Canada. Where are you going next?
Next, I am actually going to Houston, Texas, which is fun. Yeah, because I do these classes called Right Body for You. Gary Douglas, the founder of Access, has created these different companies, Right Body for You, Right Riches for You, Right Relationship, and a couple of others, Right Voice. And those of us who facilitate these classes get the joy of inviting people to new possibilities and changes through these specific areas. And so for me, when Gary heard about my story of changing my body easy, you know, with no deprivation, no diets, no, you know, harsh exercise or anything like that, just talking to my body, he asked me to be a part of the Right Body for You book and to be the facilitator of that right now, which is, it's really exciting, and it's such an honor for me. I love going into these classes and seeing people change their point of view about their body, and their bodies literally will change in front of you. It's amazing how quick this stuff can be when you get rid of points of view and judgments and decisions. So my next class is in Houston, Texas, and then from there, I'm actually planning a European tour right now, which is
very cool.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. So those will be coming soon. Probably the best way to get a hold of me right now is the Access Consciousness website, accessconsciousness.com. Search for me, Donnelle, D-O-N-N-I-E-L-L-E, and you can find me.
So you talked about there was two different types of processing that Access does. The first one was the verbal processing, which you mentioned, and how to clear it. What about the hands-on processing? What is that?
The hands-on processing is so amazing. The first one it starts with is something called the bars. And this is something that the founder, Gary Douglas, brought to the world 25 years ago or so. And what it is, it consists of, you lay there, and then somebody lightly places their fingertips on your head in different positions. Each spot corresponds to different thoughts, feelings, and emotions. It could be body, it could be sex, it could be money, it could be healing. It's, you know, there's all these different points. And then when somebody puts their fingertips lightly on your head, what happens is it helps you to dissipate any thoughts, feelings, and emotions you have stored up about those topics. And so it's almost like the embodiment of running verbal processing. You know, it's really neat. And that's the first really hands-on body process. And then after that, we have 56 or 57 total hands-on body processes right now that can actually focus on to different things, immune system, eyesight. We have an energetic facelift that's really amazing. And so what it is, you know, you put your hands on different positions on the body, liver, kidney, spleen, you know, things like that. And you ask these energies to run. They each have different names. You ask the energies to run and then use the clearing statement to get the energy going. And it's created a lot of change in the body simply because bodies like to be touched. You know, if nothing else, when somebody gets a body process run, sometimes their bodies touch gently with caring and nurturing for the first time in their lives. And just that can change their life. It's really, really interesting. And so we actually do 3-day body classes of this. You receive a manual with all the processes in it. And then it's facilitated by people like yourself. And it's a lot of fun to help people enjoy their bodies.
Yeah, and I have to say that, you know, it was like I had to become a 3-day body class facilitator, and Danielle was, I never told her this, was a big inspiration for that. I took one of her little intro classes on changing your body. And one of the things that really struck me was, you know, all my life, I always heard I was the big girl. And that was something you talked about in your life. And it's so funny because I went back and I looked at like all my pictures from when I was in middle school and high school, or early high school, I should say. I was tiny. Now I had humongous breasts even at a young age, but I was a skinny little twig, right? And I was always told I was big boned and I was a big girl. And I just was always up 50 pounds and down 50 pounds my whole entire life. And I even about 7 years ago did triathlons, where I made it my job to train 6 hours a day to do triathlons.
Well, that's
and even though, I was a size 4 for the first time in my adult life, I went back to being that twig with humongous breasts sticking out here. And what did my team nickname me? The big girl. And I went, you got to be kidding me. I'm a size 4 for crying out loud. What more can I do for you not to be the big girl?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And see, and that's a great example. Thank you. Because like with that big girl energy in your feet, in your universe, that's, you know, people pick up on, we pick up on things all the time without realizing it. You know how we say that one person that, we say that one thing to the person that hurts their feelings and they were dreading us saying, that's because they were projecting it. Don't say that. Don't say that. And so, of course, we say it. Whereas, you know, something like that for you, it's like, I'm not the big girl. I'm not the big girl. And they're like, oh, look, it's the big girl. What? Are you kidding me? And so that's where the hands-on body processes and the verbal processes come into play, because then you get rid of that energetic, you know, I call it like the energetic neon light or that pulse on those things. It's like, because if we get rid of our points of view about being the big girl, it erases it from other people's universes as well.
So can we give them example about like clearing? What would a verbal processing clearing be for something like that for everyone out there who has a big girl complex?
Yeah, so a real basic one, which is really awesome. And, I should say the best thing about the Access Verbal Processing is you don't have to know anything but really a question. If you're willing to ask a question about it, you can get rid of it. It's the easiest set of tools I've ever seen in my life because it's asking a question. How much easier can it get than that? And so an example of that was like, you know, whoever's listening, everywhere they go, they have the big girl thing. Or, you know, I was the giant in my family. I'm 5'2", and I was the giant because, you know, I'm the tallest girl in my family. Eight nieces, 2 sisters, a mom, and I'm the only one over 5 foot. So I towered over all of them by at least 2 inches. So I was the giant. So I made myself the giant. So an example would be everywhere you've aligned and agreed or resisted and reacted, because that's the same side of the, or two different sides of the same coin. So everywhere you've aligned and agreed or resisted and reacted to being the big girl, to being the giant, to whatever definition, to being the skinny girl even, or to being the troublemaker, you know, whatever it is that's coming up for you. So everywhere you've done that, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate that?
Yes, please.
Yes. And then third statement, right, wrong, good, bad, podpoc, all 9, shorts, boys, and beyond. And again, you don't have to know what it means for it to work, because we're working on the energetic level. Energetically, you know. And that's the best part, is you can even just say, all the stuff that chick on the radio said the other day, and it would work because it's all energy.
And what about media today? You know, I grew up, I'm 48. I grew up where everything was all about Twiggy. I don't know if anybody out there remembers Twiggy, but my goodness, she was like the beginning of the supermodels, that you were supposed to be 6'2" and 120 pounds, which means you had like no body mass whatsoever.
Yeah. And here we both are with curves.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, wait, what? But I have boobs. Yeah, because, you know, I was one of those like you that developed early. And media, yeah, you know, I was a perpetrator of the media. I worked actually for a WB network, which I know they're not in existence anymore, which it went under 3 months after I left. I'm sure there's no coincidence there, but just kidding. But it's like the CW, and so, you know, we were, our demo was 12 to 24-year-olds, and so it was really interesting to sit into these meetings with these media people and have them actually plan the look of women and what we're supposed to look like. And, you know, even with on TV or newspaper or print, that's not what people look like. Because, you know, I was fortunate to get to see the stars on the TV and then see the stars in person. And I'm like, yeah, makeup does a lot, doesn't it? And, but also how they're pushed to be thin. And, you know, I see people on TV now and I see them really thin and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can only imagine what they look like in real life, because it's true, the camera does add weight. And so I'm just like, you know, wow. But they actually perpetuate this. So I actually personally had to do a lot of podpocking on perpetuating that, that no luck, guilt, or, you know, whatever. But, you know, I'd like to look at that because it's like, really, truly, what's the perfect body? Tell me what the perfect body is. Because, you know, I'm a student of history as well, and it used to be that if you were a little plump and pale, you were wealthy, and it meant you lived inside and could eat. Whereas if you were thin and tan, which is the standard, looks good now, thin and tan, it meant you were poor and worked in the fields.
Interesting.
And yeah, so it's like, tell me what the perfect body is. You know, and each society now has variation of a perfect body. So this, like,
and it's
okay,
a cultural
well,
thing, though, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's like, okay, so what's the right body for you? Which is why I'm so, like, communicate with your body. You know, ask your body, body, what would you like to look like? Not I, what I think it should look like, or media thinks it should look like, but body, what do you want to look like?
Mine always says Sofia Vergara.
Go. Yeah, mine always said Marilyn Monroe. We got the curves for it, baby. Mm-hmm.
So everything that doesn't allow that, I choose to pock and pod.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or, okay, first of, and then you can go, okay, everywhere I bought everybody's point of view that that's not possible, destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, let's talk on ice, earth, boys, and beyond. And everywhere I can't, me and my body can't create and generate that type of body with ease, destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong,
nice.
Good, bad, let's talk on ice, earth, boys, and beyond. And it's like, yeah. And so everywhere we want to laugh at it and go, yeah, that's possible. Say, okay, everything that is, destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, let's talk on ice, earth, boys, and beyond.
You know, I started using these statements again after your class, and it was so funny because I have everything from a size 10 to size 16 in my closet. So every day I'll be like, okay, body, what do you want to wear? What do we want to look like? And some days I'll put a size 12 pair of jeans on and I can't get the button even close to closing. And other days I'll put those same pair of jeans on and they just literally fall off me to the floor. And I'm like, okay, cool, body. What do you want to look like today?
Yeah, it's amazing, you know. So I've also podpoc, you know, any point of view that bodies can't change instantly, because we think that because somewhere we've been bought, or somewhere we've been sold and bought, that because bodies are these really tangible things, they can't change instantaneously. You know, I heard a quote on some show sometimes, some TV show. You know, I'm a big believer you can find truth anywhere. And I was watching some TV show and this guy goes, you guys want a magical outcome, but you're not willing to believe in magic.
Interesting.
And I'm like, oh yeah. And everywhere I bought that is true, you know, destroy and uncreate it. And so with bodies, it's like, well, that's not possible because it's tangible. It would be magical to instantaneously change. But it's like, well, what if we are that magic? What if magic is something completely different than what we've defined it as?
Wow. Well, we're going to take our second break. And when we come back, we'll continue talking with Danielle. We'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
How would you like to live a phenomenal life? If you aren't currently living the life you desire, contact us for a phenomenal life session at www.myphenomenallife.net. Finances, relationships, sex, business, weight issues, and more. 1 hour can change your life. Call 678-745-VIBE. That's 678-745-8423. Or contact us on the web at www.myphenomenallife.net. Why not start living the life you've always dreamed of now? What's stopping you? Visit myphenomenallife.net or call us at 678-745-VIBE. Again, that's 678-745-8423.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
The tools of vibrational medicine are easy and effective. Go to www.tuningforkwarehouse.com and purchase all of your therapy equipment. We have tuning forks, color therapy kits, Richway Biomat and alkaline water devices, Sima 750 sound therapy instruments, and more. We also offer classes in the use of many of the products, whether you are just beginning or are a seasoned professional. Check us out at www.tuningforkwarehouse.com. We're here to supply tools for your optimal health.
Want to get away to views that will take your breath away? Visit Paradise in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Come see what we're talking about at www.stcroixdreamvacation.com, where there's plenty of sun and fun, snorkeling, scuba diving, jet skis, golf, the most breathtaking sunsets, and the rich history of Christiansted. It's time to de-stress and feel the relaxation of island time. Visit stcroixdreamvacation.com. That's S-T-C-R-O-I-X, dreamvacation.com. Kick back, relax, and feel the ah. Make your first stop, St. Croix, dreamvacation.com.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings of the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynnsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back, everybody, to Good Vibrations, where laughter is on the table. That's what we're here for. And how can you change your body just even through something as simple as laughter? So we're back with Danielle Carter, and we're talking about right body for you. And right might be a judgment, but we're talking about what does your body want to look like? So Danielle, how did you change? So you said you went from a size 16 down to a size 4. So other than your pod pocking, did you change your food at all? Did you change any habits? What did you do?
Yeah, I went from a 16 to a 6 in 4 months. And yeah, I did a lot of pod pocking. And I really didn't change my food intake that much, because I was one of those people who could eat nothing and gain weight, which really just ticked me off. I'm like, wait a minute. She had, like, you know, my 4'9" little niece would eat, you know, 3 chicken breasts, a lump of mashed potatoes, and, you know, be 90 pounds, you know.
Yeah, but everywhere where you think that's just you at 5'2", I'm 5'7½", and I'm the same way. I can just look at food and put weight on.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so when I say I didn't change really the like how much food I ate, that's true. But what I did change was the point of views around it and the energy around it. And what was interesting is after the first foundation in level one, we met my family for Thai food dinner, which is, I love Thai food dinner. And I hated eating in front of people, because I had the judgment of myself, of them going, oh, she shouldn't be eating, you know, what does she think she's doing? Oh, she should not be eating that, you know, whatever, right? And what was interesting is my sister didn't attend the classes with me, but she's a very aware being. She asked my mom later, she's like, what classes did you and Danielle take? And she said, oh, these access consciousness classes. And she's like, you know what? For the first time ever, I've not seen Danielle have a buzz on food. Because I was talking to my body and asking my body, my body, what would you like to eat? Body, would you like another bite? Body, would you like another bite? Body, would you like another bite? And so with that, I gave my body what it was actually asking for. And sometimes it wasn't what I wanted. You know, and which I think is one of the big things you need to be aware of is anytime you go, I want this, you're talking about you, the infinite being, and not the physical body. And who eats? You or the body. And so if you'll actually give the body what it requires in the amount it requires, your body will change. And so, yeah, I was having Doritos and M&Ms, and my body really likes rice. An interesting example about the food is I was told my entire life that I had celiac disease, gluten intolerant. I shouldn't eat bread, period. And, you know, if I did eat bread, it was horrible for me, and all this bad stuff happened to my body, gas, bloating, swelling, everything, right? And so, of course, body has no point of view. Every time I eat bread, my body gave me that reaction. And I lived on rice. And what was interesting is once I podpocked the point of view that I had celiacs, it's like, wait a minute, maybe that's not true. Maybe I did. Maybe I created that from somebody else's point of view. I podpocked all that and found out my body actually prefers rice. So I still eat rice dishes most of the time. But when my body wants a good Italian meal, which interestingly enough is usually after I facilitate a class, when my body is, I'm like, okay, body, would you like to eat? And it goes Italian. I'm like, okay, I have no point of view about it. I eat the Italian meal, breadsticks, ravioli, whatever it is. I have no allergic reactions. I have no gas, no swelling, no bloating, no nothing. Because I'm doing it when my body is asking for it.
See, and I had hypoglycemia, and and it was so weird because I have not changed what I eat, but as long as I eat what the body desires, I haven't had hypoglycemia in a year and a half, almost 2 years.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, so it's like, what points of view, what diseases or complications of eating have we bought from other people and made real and true in our bodies? And everything those are, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate it?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, talk, all night, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
So that brings up a point in some of the notes I had from your class that I always find so interesting. You made the statement, how often did we break our bodies so that we can fix them instead of just changing
it? I love that.
And is that what we're doing when we create hypoglycemia? We're getting some awareness from our body, so we're kind of creating this problem just so we can fix it rather than change anything.
Well, yeah, you know, that's kind of a twofold thing. You know, every time, like for me, I was buying my mother's point of view and her expert's point of view as more real and true than my awareness of my own body. And so with that, I created it, right? And then the other half of that is also in this reality, you know, what are we told? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, and if you got it right, stick to it. And so I started looking at it. I'm like, wait a minute. If we can only think we can change something that's broken, how much of our bodies do we create to be as broken? How much of our bodies do we break to be able to change it? Because if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So to be able to change it, we have to break it. And so, yeah, so how much of our pain, suffering, and disease is actually a creation? So we have the reason and justification for changing our bodies or changing our lives. And everything that is and everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it.
Yes, please.
Right, you're on good, bad, fat, vodka, nitrous, boys, and beyonds. And, you know, and that's how the clearing the verbal processing. It's like anytime you have a buzz on anything, you know, every time you go, ah, cool, whatever that is, destroy and uncreate it. And then use the clearing statement. Yeah, so
and that can really happen a lot of times in a day, let me tell you, when you're first starting this process, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because as I'm going through the day, it's like somebody says something and I'm going, oh my gosh, am I buying that? You know, because I have a lot of friends that are organic vegans and somebody was just telling me the other day that with your blood type, I shouldn't ever eat potatoes. And I'm going, but I love potatoes. What do you mean I'm not supposed to eat a potato?
I know. I did that too. Eat right for your blood type. And you know, the best part is I love meat. I love meat. So I must be an O, right? So I did the diet for O and I did pretty good and it was pretty cool. And then I found out I had A blood type. I'm like, whoops. So a point of view creates our reality, maybe? I thought I had O, and so the O diet worked. Just saying. You might want to look at point of view creates your reality. Just saying.
So how do you ask your body what it wants to eat? What does that look like?
Cool. I can give you how it shows up for me, but please be aware that it's going to be different for everybody because communication with your body is a very individual thing. So I'm going to give you some how it shows up for me, but don't label this as the only way that it can show up. Okay. So for me, I started off asking my body because I had been ignoring my body for so long. It took a little while to get used to the communication with it. And so for me, I started with, I would actually stand up, put my ankles together, because I've tried all the muscle testing. I've tried, you know, putting the fingers together, the forefinger and the thumb, and doing all that. And I've tried divination. I cheat. I cheat massively. I do it really well. So
yeah, I can fake all that out. That's easy.
Yes, totally, right? And so the only thing I have found that even gives myself a chance at actually getting the awareness is I'll stand up, and I will put my ankles together, and I will loosen my knees a little bit because otherwise it just doesn't seem to work for me. And I loosen my knees a little bit, and I'll actually hold something at my solar plexus, at my stomach, and go, body, would you like to ingest this? So if it's food, body, would you like to ingest this? Yeah, I do it for all shampoos, conditioners, bath soaps. I even ask my body if it wants hairbrushes, you know, whatever it is, because if it has anything to do with the body, you want to ask the body. I'll even ask it where it wants to sit on the plane as I'm choosing tickets because, you know, it's like the body has an awareness of who will be there then and who will be nurturing for it. It's interesting. So what you want to do is hold something in front of your stomach and ask your body, body, would you like to ingest this? And 9 out of 10 times, for everybody, it'll be like forward is yes, backwards is no. And what you can do is just ask your body to show you yes and no. And you can do that. And sometimes I have people do it with things like water. I'll start off with like, okay, hold up water. Because I've not yet found a body who's not desiring water. And so I'll be like, okay, body, do you want to ingest this? And you can get a yes from that. And then I have them hold up something toxic or poisonous to them. It's like, they don't want just this, and you're going to know. You know, so you can start learning those extreme reactions, so you can start learning and being aware of the more subtle ones. And so I did that all the time, that forwards, backwards. And then I also started using the light heavy tool and asking my body, because, you know, you can't always get up in the middle of a restaurant and rock back and forth. And I mean, you can have a good time with it. It's fun to freak people out, right? But then from there, I started, because you're rebuilding this communication, okay? Your body's always communicating with you, so you're rebuilding it. And so for me, the next step was the light-heavy tool. And so I'd say, body, would you like this? Would you like to ingest it? Would you want to wear it? And a yes would feel like tingly, a lightness going up my neck. And a no would feel like heaviness on my chest. And then from there, it also started going to, like, body, what would you like to eat for lunch? And it would show me the leftover Thai food, an image of the leftover Thai food in the refrigerator, or, you know, something like that. And so it'll show up differently. And I still to this day use all three tools depending on the day and the time and what's going on. So it's not like you use a tool and then graduate. It's like, nope, you keep using them.
Well, and for me, what Gary helped me to look at was I have a tendency to pick up everybody else's thoughts, feelings, emotions on what they want to eat. So oh, yeah. I'm in a restaurant and I couldn't get clear on what did my body want because all the other bodies are talking to me and I'm ordering all this food. And then when I'd get it, I'd be like, well, that doesn't taste good. That's not what I wanted. Because I'm eating for everybody else.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're throwing out so many tools, and it's so multi-layered. It's so fun to see how all of this comes together. So if people are a little confused, don't worry about it. Ask a question. You'll be fine. You get nothing
else. So why don't you tell them, if they wanted to actually get into some more of this, because we only have a few minutes left, why don't you kind of give them the progression of these are the classes that they would start to take, and again, where they go to look it all up?
Okay, cool. So first off, I'll say again at the end, the best place to go to look at all these classes is accessconsciousness.com. And then the first classes, well, my class, Right Body for You, has no prereqs. And so it's a good intro course to explain some of access, and you get a bunch of tools about how to change your body, conscious eating. We talk about money, earth, a whole bunch of things. It's really fun. The core classes of access are BARS, which is that hands-on body process I described earlier. And then from there, and it's progressional, so each one becomes a prereq for the next one. Then foundation, then level one, then level two, and level three. And BARS, foundation, and one are taught by facilitators like Lynn and myself. And then level two and three is taught by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here. And foundation is a really interesting class because I like to say it begins to destroy the foundation upon which you've built the lie of your life from, you know.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And so each one is the BARS is one day, and the rest of the classes are each two-day classes. And
don't forget the three-day body class.
And the three-day body class has a prereq of BARS, foundation, and level one. And, you know, like I said earlier, you spend 3 days, you receive a manual with these 56, 57 body processes on it, and you spend 3 days giving and receiving whatever body process your body is asking for. Because you'll ask your body in the class, okay, buddy, what process would you want run? And so it's not like structured, oh, you have to run this one, then this one, then this one. It's like, nope, buddy, what would you like to have run on you? And then just being in that energy for 3 days, it's so expensive.
Yummy.
It's so generative. It's amazing.
Yummy. Well, Danielle, thank you so much. We got to scoot until next week, but gosh, I appreciate it. I love talking bodies with you. Thank you again.
Thank you for having me. It's so much fun.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. I hope you have a very, very happy and healthy week.
Thank you again for joining us for Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health. We hope you'll tune in again next week, Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, for another edition with your host, Lynn Waldrop, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a good and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.